Yes, it is.
Hey, Cade. My name's Sean. Oh, can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Sorry about that. I had my microphone flipped up here on my headset. My name's Sean. I'm the director here at the local Splash. I know you were speaking with Lulu, but she asked me to go over some pricing and everything. How are you doing today, first and foremost? I'm sorry. Forgot to ask.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a busy day. They got me all over the floor here, but it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Busy is always the best problem to have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was doing a little research on your company here. It's kind of like the first thing I do. I just start typing away and seeing what I can and can't find on the company and kind of try to identify where you might be lacking and how we can pick up some more clientele for you. But I didn't even see a Google business profile anywhere.
What do you mean? There should be a Google page.
No, I'm looking here. It may just be that you're not listed anywhere as an excavating contractor as well. But I'm looking for a Google business profile under C&G Earthworks, and it's not coming up in my system here. Did you ever request a PIN, like the Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
I can't remember. I just recently, in the last year, acquired the whole business. So, I mean, I know we have a Google page because if you type in CNG on Google, I mean, it comes up with a Google page.
Oh, you know what? I figured it out. So there's a hold on it because the address is pending. They have a different address here in Mancos, and then your other online listings are saying Cortez.
Yeah, so there should. I was trying to, I don't think I've finished yet, but I was trying to localize and have the address in Mancos and an address in Cortez. Mm-hmm. So I was just working on that. That could make sense.
Okay, so you were trying to have two separate locations for the same business.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that can cause a discrepancy if you have the same phone number. That'll get your listing suspended. You have to have a different...
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll offer you a Google Voice number so it looks like a different number online and the search engine accepts it, but then it forwards to your primary business phone in real time. So they're just seeing a different number there. And then it also lets you know that they're calling through Google with that Google Voice number on your caller ID system. But yeah, if you have same name and same phone number but different addresses, it's going to definitely cause a discrepancy with the search engine. They don't know if they're actually giving the client verified information. It's not people manually reading it when they're setting up your business profile. It's just AI. And so it goes, okay, are we giving them the right person? You know, hold on, you know, what happened here? And so then we have to verify. Not a problem, though. We can clear that up for you. The first thing we always do is a name, address, and phone number cleanup. The other issue, obviously, was there's no optimization. So you have the Google business profile with the reviews. It's just on hold. There's no optimization, though. So if people are looking up excavating contractor, any one of your services, you don't show. And that was the main reason why we were calling you, is because we have availability for a local listing. So we'll be able to help you with that. And then you don't have a website at all?
I'm not sure. I recently have acquired the company, so
okay.
I would have to get all the way through everything. I'm sure they have some.
Was Cameron Rice the old owner?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
No, not Cameron Rice. Cameron Parks.
Parks, okay. I'm seeing, okay, this is C. Grant Earthworks, LTD. Cameron Rice. Okay. Board of Commissions, Colorado. Okay. So there's earthworks.org, but this is another company out of Durango. Okay. So there's no website on your Google business profile, and I couldn't find anything when I did the lookup for your phone number. So this phone number, at least, no, is not attached to anything, and there's definitely not one attached to the Google business profile that has the 15 reviews on it.
Oh, that's interesting. It said that it was approved.
The website?
Off of the Google page.
Off the Google page. Yeah, the Google page is saying non-verified listing. And that's an easy fix. I mean, you could actually do that yourself, realistically. You just re-request the PIN to the new address. You got to be able to log in to the Google business profile, but it sounds to me like you already know how to do that.
Yeah, I just would need a second to sit down and do everything.
Yeah, that's not really the reason why we're calling. That's just something that we would clear up for you, though, too, because we do get access to the Google business profile. The major benefit to you in this phone call is that first page placement. When you do the search for excavating contractors in this area, you know, the main guys that show up at the very top are Foundation Repairs of Western Colorado, Castle Construction Services, LLC, D&L Construction, and Candelaria Construction. And the reality is you got better reviews, better reputation than all of them.
yes, we try very hard for that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, with the exception of Foundation Repair, I mean, those guys are huge in Western Colorado. You know, they have 235 reviews over there, 20 years in business. But that would probably be your main competitor, or the head of the snake, if you will.
Yep, absolutely.
But the idea is to level the playing field. I mean, having you on that first page is going to expose you to about 90% of opportunities, or at least where 90% of people tend to make their decision. We did a study and we found most people don't usually go past page one when they're looking for anything, not just in the excavating contractor category. I mean, even if it's something as simple as pizza, usually the first page guys are the ones who get the call and the job opportunity.
Absolutely. So what does it cost? What is the shtick here?
Well, so normally what we charge when we have to build a website for you too is we usually charge $4.99. But what I was thinking I could do is put you on a package that doesn't have the pricing for the site in it and just build you the site as a gift just in case, or use the one that you may have or might not have if you find it. But the pricing would go down to $2.99 if we do it that way.
And so that would be the top search, and it would be there for how long? How long would it be in search that it's the top search?
Oh, we keep you up there consistently. It's month to month. So it's not a one-time payment. It's a month-to-month service.
So it's $299 a month.
Yeah, we have to keep you up there. So it runs about $10 a day if you break it down. But the return on investment in your industry is very high. If you can imagine, you know, what you make on an excavation job, you know, or at least from my experience, on the smaller ones are usually $1,200+. And they could be a lot higher than that. Right. So,
yeah,
I mean, at that point, you've already quadrupled your investment if it just brings in one. Obviously, bring in multiple per day if you can handle the capacity, you know. The idea
here
is
that would be my only question here, is that my capacity right now is I'm almost booked out all month. So I don't really know what I'd be able to gain as far as without allocating that money elsewhere to grow the business before I could even allocate the time to follow up on that many leads. Like if I were to gain a month's worth of business over the next month, I wouldn't even have the time to do it.
Yeah. Well, obviously the same thing with Foundation Repair of Western Colorado. They can't handle the capacity that's up there, even as a large business. And so what they all end up doing is taking a cherry picking method to the leads. You don't try to service everybody that calls you.
Absolutely.
You drive yourself mad. You know, it's like Coca-Cola, for example, is a great one. It's like, why does Coca-Cola advertise? I'm pretty sure every human being has probably tasted Coca-Cola at one point. They don't really need to advertise Coca-Cola, but they continue to do it because it's about branding. And then, you know, building that pipeline, like I have a couple of attorneys that I work with and they have people inquire about cases all the time. Like you can see in the tracking system, it's like 700, 800 people deep that they haven't even responded to. But when they are available, you know, you go in there and you cherry pick one, and that's a $10,000 case, $20,000 case. So what it cost them to run the advertisement over the, you know, 6 months might have cost them like $3,000, or for the year might cost them $6,000. But, you know, that's one case that they handle hundreds of cases. So it's the same concept for you. And your business is, you know, you're going to take a cherry picking method. I know the first one you get is going to offset it for months on end, but the idea isn't just to try it for a month and get one job and cancel it. You know, the idea is to work with you long term. That's really our goal. And, you know, we want to bring you as many opportunities as we can. So that way you have the luxury of cherry picking rather than waiting around and wondering where the next one's going to happen, you know. Not saying you're doing that, but we don't ever want that to be the case. It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't need it until you need it, but when you need it, you really need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys have to close this today, huh?
Well, this is a Google Places.
Is that what Lulu was saying? That she was trying to...
Yeah, it's a Google Places placement. So you'll notice there's only three guys that get recommended there for about a 40-mile radius. And you'll see those same guys for that 40-mile radius. So we have one spot open for your service area currently, and when that happens, Google will create a list of companies that they feel are qualified to be up there, and then they send that list to my reps, kind of like Lulu, and then they do the calling down the list until the spot fills.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Once we fill it, we close it out. So the spot goes to that business owner, and we'll be at our max capacity. We won't be able to work with any other competing companies in the area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm all for it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I looked at some of the other stuff you're doing too, like with Home Advisor, and they're actually on the first page of Google. They get a lot of the leads they sell from Google, but the problem is they sell the leads to like three or four of you at a time. And so we're basically just cutting out your middleman, listing you independently.
They sell the same leads for four at a time?
Oh, yeah. It goes
I thought
to
they
four.
Sold the leads just to you.
No, it's not exclusive at all. No.
Oh, it's not wow. They totally
all.
Lied to me.
Yeah, you're not the first one. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's a big Federal Trade Commission report of the business owners who have kind of banded together and have been going at them for the last 2 years. A lot of them are getting reimbursed, actually. They have to get a little nasty, fill out some paperwork, but... A lot of them are actually getting reimbursed now. So if you feel like that applies to you, I could send you that link and you can go.
Yeah,
that would be
fantastic because that was absolutely not what I was sold. So
yeah, I've had clients where, you know, these guys are older, you know, they have like roofing companies and they're like 30 years in business. They're probably like 80, 75 year old men. And, the same situation where they're sending them multiple leads and the guys are thinking, I'm only going to get charged if I take those leads, you know, and that's not the case. They're sending the leads and debiting the account. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. And so they're getting charged all these lead fees and they're getting texted to their phone and they don't text message, you know. So I've actually gotten on the phone and tried to defend my own clients at times, even though it's got nothing to do with me. It's just wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I was all for it. They do whatever, so I was just going to keep, like, because you can remote the call to the account.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that. I was under the assumption when they send you a lead, it was exclusive to you. I didn't know they sold the same lead to everybody.
Yeah. So that's the main part of that lawsuit. Like I just sent you the link, but the literal headline of it is the Federal Trade Commission charges Home Advisor Inc., also known as Angie, with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says it's been happening since 2014. The Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, the likelihood that they would result in the actual jobs and the exclusivity of those leads. So that's actually like the headline. And then it goes into further detail. Yeah, and it says if it's happening to you, you can report them at the top because there's a little tab there. It's like report fraud, and you can kind of enroll yourself in it. Last year, they paid back like $7.2 million per month throughout the whole year, 2023.
Wow.
Yeah, and those are just ordered payments from the Federal Trade Commission. So I was thinking if you could do anything with that, then you'll do great with this, because we don't do the pay-per-lead thing. We don't touch your leads or even converse with your clients. We literally just tell the community you're a top recommended option, and then your phone number's there. They can contact you from there.
Right. That would be ideally the way to do it.
Yeah, live calls from people in real time, you know. You just need to talk to them about their problem and help them out. Most of them don't understand how that system works either when they fill out the forms. So it's kind of annoying for the homeowner, too, because you fill out a form, and then the next, like, it might be the next day, you can start getting calls from multiple people. And then, like, a week later, you've already got somebody working on the job, and they're still receiving calls from them. So sometimes there's homeowners who are like, this is ridiculous. Like, how many people did they give my number to? I'm getting bombarded with contractors asking me about a job that I already completed. And then those business owners, of course, they're blowing the homeowner up because they just paid $50, $100 for the lead, you know? So it's
right.
It's not an ethical system. So I'm going to verify your Google business profile. So I have to send you a Google verification form. We're only going to do this because the address does not match up, so I want to update your address, but I don't want to go through that whole process of having to mail the PIN out to you. So the way to bypass that is to have you fill out the verification form. What's the business email address I could send that to?
Cade, C-A-D-E,
okay.
Dot R-O-D-D at Jimmy's, J-I-M-M-Y-S, 4x4.com.
4x4.com?
Yep.
Okay, got it. K.Rod at Jimmy's 4x4.com. All right. Give me one second here, Cade.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to text it to you as well. I'm going to have it go to both your text and your email.
Okay. And another thing I should mention is I'm on my way to Manchus right now, and there is a dead spot on the way.
Okay.
Is there any number or anything if I end up losing you that I can call you back or whatever?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to text it to you right now. Also, that Google verification form is going to come through on that same number. So it's an 877 number that you'll be receiving that text from.
And is that the number that I call, or is there going to be a number in the text?
Yeah, so the first one is just, like, the texts are coming from that number, but then I also sent you the one with my direct extension, too.
Okay, awesome.
So, you should have it by now. Are you seeing anything?
Yeah, I got both of them.
Okay, there you go. And so the Google verification form is that one that says, Cade, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information. You click on that form, and you can fill it out overnight. It will ask you for any required documents like license, insurance, but this is the best way to communicate with Google directly and then bypass having to re-mail and go through that whole snail mail process of sending that PIN in the mail.
Right.
Okay, so it's just an adjustment. And then when you, that'll also add us as manager to the Google business profile. You'll still have full access to it, but the managerial stuff will just allow us to create the site, go in there, edit the site, edit the profile, make sure everything's up to date and accurate. That way you're not getting any kind of suspensions or holds moving forward. And then I'm assuming your last name is Rod, R-O-D-D, like the email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Cade Rod. All right, Cade. And then is this phone number that we're currently on, it's also on your Google business profile, but I just want to verify, is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, but if this is for like a page or something, then will you put Cade Gallimore?
Yeah. Well, also we want to make sure it matches up with your legal information because we do send the invoice receipt over.
My legal information will be Gallimore.
Okay. With two L's or one?
Two L's.
G-A-L-L-I-M-O-R-E?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Save. All right. And to verify, right, because we have these two addresses, I have a 710 East Montezuma Avenue, We could send a pin there, and that can mark your center location. Or there's the current address of 37975 CO184 in Mancos.
Let's do the 710 East Montezuma.
Okay. Okay, so we got to update it. Gotcha. Okay. Now, if you do want to open up a second location, we can do that for you. Okay? But it's obviously going to be a whole nother package. So that's a whole different advertisement at $299.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if you want to do that now, but that's just food for thought. You have the number. If you're ready to do that, let me know. We'll get you a Google Voice number, so it'll forward over to the same line, but that way it's bypassing that system there, and we could re-pin verify the other address and operate under this business name as well. I think you hit that dead zone, Kate. There you are. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? You cut out for a second. I think you hit that dead zone you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we could just start with the first one and that location only, then we'll just start with that.
Yeah, that's the plan. But I just want to let you know, because that's what's going to cause a discrepancy if you try to change it on this current business profile. The search engine will put a hold on it.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's the website. We're going to have to purchase a domain. And then we ask that if you have any company logo or photos of work that you've done in the past, that you send those in to us. So I'm going to send you an email address where you can send those in.
Okay.
Do you have a logo established already?
Yeah, I'm working on doing a new one, a different one right now. Also, I feel like I'll just have to...
I like the lazy excavation one. With the buffalo on it?
Yeah.
That one, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, so that's what the company was. So if there is a...
Oh, I see the other one too. Yeah, there's Lazy K LLC and there's Lazy K Excavation.
Yeah, so that's the company that I bought. I'm rebranding the name of it.
Yeah, then there is this one though, established in 2023, CNG Earthworks. It says you just put it in there about 6 days ago when you were touching the Google business profile, and it just has the three pines.
Yep.
With the sunset in the background. So, I mean, if that's the one you want to use, you know, you just got to send it into the email so we could verify that that's exactly the one you want to use. And then we'll have that branded on the website after we purchase the domain. And then we'll also brand that across the other platforms online, too. We're going to do a full name, address, and phone number cleanup. So any online listings that have that old address will actually go in there and update the address on your behalf just to clear that discrepancy with the search engine.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to ask you, though, you do have the option to hide the address after we submit them. So do you want me to have your address hidden online?
What would be the benefit of that?
Well, you don't have to worry about a bozo showing up at your doorstep. I mean, I like to think common sense is common nowadays, but there's always a person out there that tends to prove me wrong, and I would hate for that one person to show up at your door.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. That was my way of putting it. I mean, there's no real benefit to having it up there unless you have like a brick and mortar location for them to actually come and sit down with you. Yeah, but if you're in an industry where you're going to the job, they're not going to be bringing the job to you. So there's really no requirement for you to have that up there. Oh, there you are. You cut out for a second. Oh.